exactly why indirect statements. Amri Shmiya veChashuvi Rami Mitzarla. Rabbi said, I'm afraid that maybe the people of Rome, the Chashuvim there, will hear what I'm doing and give me tzaras. So good. The Mora said, Lem lebalachas. Whisper. Say it low. Mishum Nesir, the pasuk says, Ki oif hashamayim yelech esakel. No such thing. When you say something, the birds will take it. Meaning, like today, you know, there are tape recorders around, there's this around, there's wavements. They'll get you. Hevelay, Marsana Hevelay, who brought Antoninus, had a daughter, Tishmei Gira. That was her name. Her name was Gira. Ka'ovda Isura, she had znus, she did an avera, in their eyes it was an avera. Rashi says zinso, she had znus. So Shadalei, so Antoninus did not know what to do to his own daughter. So Shadalei, he sent a message to Rebbe Gagira. That's what he sent to Rebbe. Gagira, Rashi says, is some type of a vegetable. That's the name. Rashi says, Yeser, it's a grass, Sheshmai Gagira. So from this alone, Rebbe understood that it's a simin, and Gagira means Nimshach Leiv Gira, means that a heart of her daughter Gira went after Im HaNoifim, went after Znus. So Rebbe understood what Antoninus meant. Shoda Lei, I don't know, just the name itself. Gagira means that the Gila was Gora, went after her desires. Shoda Lei, so Rebbe sent back to him Kusprato. Send back this vegetable called kuspator, meaning to say, kill her out, kill her. Rashi says, kuspator kloima shochut habas, shechvi de shchoit habas, kusbrato, shtei milas. Like two words, kusbrato means kill your daughter. You have to kill her? She did znusna, you have to give her punishment. Shadu le interessant, Atnina sent back karsi, sent back a leak to Rebbe. Karsi. Sofa was saying, good. Good. Shadalei Karsi. So he sent back, Rebbe sent, or Atnina sent back Karsi a leak. So according to Rashi's pshat, meaning to say, this is my only daughter. And if I'm going to kill her, I'm going to be without children. Karsi, meaning to say, I'll suck, what?
He had a son, he's going to make Kenny. But how can he
say it? No, right. Rashi just says, Karsi, Koimim, came, Yichrazari. Good, right. He doesn't say it's the only one. Just I don't want to kill out my own children. That's a bad thing. Elen, sure, I have one son. I don't have a daughter, though. He's the only daughter. So, Shalach Lei, so Atnina sent back to...
So
Tais learns that he did not understand him. That he brought, according to you, Tais, his first answer was just to give her Musa. So, but Atnina thought he meant to say kill her. And this he sent back, how can I kill my own child? So on this he sent back, Shalach Lei Chasa. He sent him back a lettuce. As if to say, have mercy upon her. That's a Rashi learns. Kaloima, Chaisla, if so, you do not want to kill your own child, then you can have pity on her. And the way Tais learns, that's going back to his first answer. My first answer was not to kill her, but to give a Musa to tell her not to do it anymore. So that's all I meant to say. Antoninus thought he meant to say kill her, and Rebbe is explaining, no, all I meant to say is Chosa, have Rachmanis on her, and just talk to her nicely. Kol Yom, every day, Antoninus used to send a pile of gold, like a gold dust, the matrosa in a pack, in a bag. The chiti apumai used to cover up the top layer, used to be with wheat. So he used to send with a messenger a big barrel, a bag of wheat to Rebbe. Amalu, when Rebbe received it, Amalu, Antoninus would say to his servant, Am tu yechita le Rebbe. Please bring this bag of wheat to Rebbe. Omale Rebbe, Rebbe answered back and said, listen, Lo Sirichna, I do not need your gold. Isli Tuva, I have plenty of my own money. We all know Rebbe was a big usher. Oma, so Antoninus said, listen, let it be by the Jews. Le man de Basrecha, to the children after you, to the next generation. The Yoivil Basroi, that they'll have to give money to the people take after me. As he knew that the Romans are going to rule, and they'll always be after the Jews, and the Jews will have to pay their money, so hold on to this money, that eventually your children will pay it back to my children. The Yossi Beturah will come after me, or the Yossi Minayu will come after you. Is Nifukalayu. Nifukalayu means they'll have to come on one to another. Rashi says, the Yossi Minayu Nifukalayu. Hayotzi Mibanecha, the ones that come out of your children, Yotziyu Hoytsoy Islamal Haroimi. They're going to have to pay money to the Romans. Hoim Dim Achre al smach hamamon alas. So in other words, have this money on hand to be able to pay them. Hevi la yahu nikrusah. There was a nikrusah, which is a marvel. There was a certain cave. There was a cave, a tunnel. Tevi ayel mi beise labayis Rebbe. That Antoninus had a special tunnel to how to go from his house to Rebbe's house that nobody should know. Kol yom every day hevi maisi treyavdi. But still, the king did not go by himself. He always took two servants with him, and he killed them every day. Two servants were killed every day. Chad katle abova deve Rebbe. When Antoninus went to Rebbe's house, he took with him two servants. One he killed outside the door of Rebbe. The chad katlu abova deve say. Then, when he returned back to his own house, he killed the second slave. In other words, that nobody should know that he went to visit Rebbe. That was the story. Omalei and Rebbe Antoninus also told Rebbe that didna diastina, please, at the time when I come to you, lenishkach gavra kamoch, do not have any guests. Make sure nobody is in the house. I do not want anybody to know that I'm coming to visit you. Okay. Yom echado, one day, yom echad, one day it happened, ashkecheyo l'Rebbe Chanina bar Choma, tevi Yosef. When Antoninus came to visit Rebbe, he found in Rebbe's house, he had a guest there. He had Rebbe Chanina bar Choma. So Antoninus got angry. Omar, he said to Rebbe, Lo yamin lecho, didn't I tell you already that bidno di yasin at the time when I come to visit you, lo nishkach gav kamoch? Most probably they had special times when he came to visit. Otherwise, he can't have guessed at all. So most probably, Rebbe knew exactly when Antoninus was going to come, and therefore Antoninus said, it's not right. I told you not to have guests. How can you have somebody here? Omar lay, so Rebbe answered back, listen, les dein barinish. This man here is not a regular man. He's not a person. He's like a malach. He's a special person. Omalei says so. Antoninus wants to see if it's true or not. Omalei, so he said like this. Eimalei, olei malei lehu avdo diganoi abovo dikoyim. So he told Rabbi Chanina, let's do me a favor. There's an eved outside the door sleeping. Now that's the eved that he just killed. So I have one eved outside sleeping outside the door. Please invite him in. Let me see you bring him inside. That's what Antoninus asked from Rabbi Chanina. So, the koyin, v'leisi, let him get up, let him go. So also Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, Chanina bar Choma went outside. Ashkechei devi kotel. He saw a dead duck there. He saw a dead eved there. What did the king want from me? So Omar, he said to himself like this: Hey, chi eved, what should I do right now? Eizo v'emelei de kotel. If I should go and tell the king, listen. You killed him, he's dead, what do you want from me? Ain Meshiva, no, not you, just if I just come in, he didn't know, he was innocent. He thought maybe the guy really died. So should I just come in and tell the king, listen, your eved outside just had a heart attack, he just died. Ain Meshiva na laklala, you're not supposed to spread bad news. It's not right to tell people bad news. So it's not your business to tell him that he's dead, it's not nice. Ain Meshiva na laklala, it's not nice to go around and give out bad news. So he didn't want to tell? Should I just leave it and go away? It's not nice, not covered in melech either. The king asked me to do something, I have to do something. I can't just not walk away. I have to tell him something or bring him in. One of the two, I can't just walk away. So what did he do, Rabbi Chanina? Boy, he davened right then. The achia, and he brought him alive. The shadre, and he brought him inside. He brought it to Nina's here. Here's your rabbi that was sleeping outside. I brought him into you. So Omar, Antoninus said at that time, Yodana, I understand, I realize that Zute, the Isbechu, even the smallest one of you, Tamil Chachamim, Mechayim Esim, that you have the power to be Mechayim Esim. I agree with you, Rebbe, this person, Chanina, is not a normal person, he's way above. But still, Antoninus was still afraid and still said, Miyu, the Idna, the Asino, Lo Nishkach Inish Kamoch. But please do me a favor, when I come to visit you, please, nobody should be here, not even such people. Kol yom every day, have a mishamish the Rebbe. Antoninus mamish used to serve Rebbe. He acted like a shamish. He was a servant. Machulei, he would give Rebbe to eat. Mashkulei, he would give Rebbe to drink. He have a boyer Rebbe, lemesek lepuria. When Rebbe wanted to go into his bed, have a gochin kami puria. Antoninus would bow down by his bed, on the bedside, Omalei, and he would tell to Rebbe, Sak Elavoyi, go up upon me, like put your foot on top of me, Leparacha, the perechot. Go to your bed, step on me, use me for the footstep up to your bed. Oma, then Rebbe said, listen, lav urcha ariyla zazuzet v'achuse kulihai. It is not right. Lamaisi is still a king, and I have to show respect to the melech. It's not right. He should mazalzel himself so much that I should just use him for my stool to get up to the bed. Omar, he said, me is, so he's like he told Antoninus, stop it already, it's enough, it's not nice what you're doing. Omar, Antoninus said back to Rebbe, mi yisimenu matzo tachtech l'olam abo. Listen, halavai, I should be your sheet under you in olam abo. Meaning to say that, I'll do this if I'll be zeichet olam abo. So Omar lei, Rebbe answered back to him, asino li'al midiyosi. Oh no, Omar lei, asino li'al midiyosi. He asked him, Antoninus asked Rebbe, will I come to Elam Abo? Omalei in. Rebbe said, yes, you're going to be Zerchot to be in Elam Abo. Omalei, so Antoninus asked back to him, I have oxir, the Pasuk says in Avadio, lo'iyah sorid le'beis Esav, that there won't be anybody left over. Meaning in Gan Eden, in Elam Abo, there won't be anybody from Esav's house. So Rome is from Esav, I'm a king of Rome, how could I come to Elam Abo? So Rebbe answered back, it means to say, be'oiseh ma'ise Esav. If you do the actions of Esav, those people will not come to Elam Abo. But the Chassid, the Yom HaSoylam, they could be Zerkot to Elam Abo.
Wasn't Rebbe troubled?
Toys this question. Kotu chad abov the Bei Rebbe. V'yem toima, v'alo eshvichas domemu, eshvichas domen, v'sheva mitzvot. That's part of the Sheva mitzvah, enough, not to kill. It's good. So how could Rebbe kill people? And here we say there's a Ben Elam Abo. And Toys is a famous Toys, v'afilu li Yisrael osa. Tell yourself, there's even an Isser for a Jew to kill a guy. It doesn't say it's Chayiv Mis if he does it, but there is an Isser involved. So, Achan Yodhi Gehovin, V'royi Be'im Adaka Le'hoyo Malin, you don't have a right, you don't have to save them, but V'loy Maridim, we're not allowed to throw, we'll have a Gemara later, we're not allowed to throw them down into the bore. So, tell yourself, it's an Isser for even a Jew to kill a guy. So for sure, Antoninus, V'yishloi Masha Yoreh Pen Yudiyu Adobre L'sorim, by a garmin lahorgoi, her meaning the bar lahorkecha, hashkim lahorgoi. It was like the kuach nefesh. Like he knew for sure they'll be a raidus. If he would not kill these slaves, they would go and tell the emperor, and he would come and kill back. That's one reason, one answer. Oh, yeshleima shayu boirer haminim v'yamaseris. The avagav they mean the bumas linyan kabbalas korban miyodam linyan hurda iku. That he took bedavka people that were minim and mesurais that achayv misa. Yeah, Hashda, now he says, Yisrael ha'yimaridim, the other chavim, miboy. But he took people that were chayiv miser anyway. So therefore, these people were supposed to be killed. So therefore, Rebbe had a right to kill these people. But otherwise, you're right, Rebbe would be makvid, not stam Antoninus. The makvid not to kill stam. No, until you're right, Antoninus killed. But the question is, right here we're seeing Antoninus was in Umas Ha'ilam, how could he kill? So there were two answers.
So,
alright, turn off. This also, Tanya Nami Hochi. Lo Yiyya Sorid the Beis Esav. There'll be nothing left over from Beis Esav. Yochlai was about to say, La Kerl, Mamish, nobody, no Romans would be Zoycha to Elam Abo. Tamlor, the Pasuk says, Le Beis Esav, Darshani, Be Oise, Mais Esav. Only the Rishoyim, people that do the wickedness. But otherwise, it's possible to come to Elam Abo. Omulai still has, Antonina still has back to Rabbi Abba. But still, the Pasuk says, Shomo Edoin, Ma'akeh of Achol Nesiyeho, talking about a pasuk about talking about Gehenim. It says in Gehenim will be found all the Edoims, all the Roman kings, and all the princesses. Or Malay, Rebbe said back, no, the pasuk means to say, it just says Ma'akeh, but like Kol Ma'akeh, does not say all the kings.
So,
means the wicked kings of Rome will be in Gehenim, but not you. Kol Nesiyeho, but like Kol Sarim, not all the prince, whatever it is, prince, Sarim.
Leaders.
Nesiyeho means princes, the other ones, alright. Tanya Nami Hoch, remember this also. Malkeho, as the Pasuk says, V'loi Kol Malkeho, and not all the Roman kings. Kol Nesiyeho, but V'loi Kol Sura, and not all the rulers. That there could be some kings, some rulers, that would be Zaycha, tell them Abu. Melocheho, V'loi Kol Malkeho, what does it go on? Prat Li Antoninus, Ben Asvioris. Yeah. Antoninus. Kol Nesiyeho, what does that go on? V'loi Kol Sura, Prat Li Ketiyo, Bar Shalom. He was a good Roman ruler. We'll soon see the mice with him. Now, Ketiya Bar Sholem Mayhevi. What was the story with him? How come he was Zoycha Telem Abo? to Yehu Kisra, there was a Kaiser, to Eve Sanel Yudoy, a Roman Kaiser that hated the Jews. Omalahu, he said like this. He said to his senator, somebody has a ward, a growth on his foot. What should he do? One answer is, just cut it off and you'll live happily. Let it stay there and you'll have pain. We need to say, we have these Jews, the pains. Should we either just wipe them out, kill them, and we'll live in peace? Or should we live with them? So the host standard answered back and said clearly, the answer is, cut off your ward, cut off the Jews, kill out the Jews, and then we'll live in peace. There's one person got up there. He had to answer. The one thing is, the you will not be able to accomplish this. You cannot wipe them all out. Lekulut, all of them. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Ki ka'aba ruchos ha-shemayim parashti eskem. I spread you out all over the four sides, the four winds. So the question is, my comma, what does the Navi mean to say? Ilai ma debad resinu ladalad ruchos istam Hashem spread out the Jews all over the world on all four sides. If so, hai ka'aba ruchos, why does it say, like the four winds? It should have said, la'ar baruchas mi borle. I spread you out to the four sides, the four winds. Ella rather, Navi means like this. Kishem, she yeshul yerlem b'le rucha. Just like this world can have in existence without the right winds. Otherwise, it'll be too hot. It'll be too cold. We need the right winds. It's kach yeshul yerlem b'le Yisrael. This world cannot be in existence without Klal Yisrael. For some, even these goyim, they knew nach klor. They knew all what the Navim said. The yoit, secondly, korulacha ma'chusa katiya. It's not nice. They're going to call you a murderer, a king that murders. It's not nice to kill out people. Katiya, you're uprooting your own nation. It's not right. So Omalei, the king answered back to this, Bashalom, that meimar shapa karmen. Boy, you're saying good words. Very good. You got me. Mio, but a klal, but a Roman czar called the zochi malka shadilei lekmunya chalila. Whoever outwits the king is thrown into a circular oven. So we have the chalila, a round one. We have to throw you into a round oven. So kad heve nektina lei, when they are taking him now to be sent to the oven, v'yazlinen omer leihu matrinisa. A certain lady said there, veilei leilfa the azla b'loi michsa. Oive to the ilfa that's going without its covering. Rashi says, ilfa means freedom. It's oive to the ship that's going below michsa kleima, that you're going without its captain. In other words, Rashi says, she meant to say, kleima oilecho, hoil v'yaleya mataneru, you're being killed for the Jews, shaloi malta satmach, oive that you did not at least have a meal yet. And then, you'll be at least part of them. Like you moisten nefesh for the Jews, at least now have a meal on you, that you'll be able to be zeichot elam abo, or you'll be able to be like them at least. So that's what he did. Nofal al reisha the orlaso, he fell right then on the tip of his orla, and he cut off the orla. Omar, he said, Yehovis michsei chalfis viavris.
In other words, Yehovis michsei, he paid his taxes, chalfis, in order that now the orlas can go through. As the Gemara meant before was, the matronista said, like oivay to the ship that goes by and does not pay taxes. So now in order meant to say, the mashal explains, like, if you don't pay taxes, you're not going to be watched. You won't be accepted by the Medina. So you're also, if you want to come into Gan Eden, you have to have a bris mila. Like it's brought down at Rav Avinu, with Shomer watches over there. They only let people come in that have the bris mila. So therefore, that was the mice. He said, okay, now that I have my bris mila, he's able to come into Eilam Abo. And Tosis speaks out, Ayvim Taima, for Arminu, we said before, that Taninus also was Eichat Eilam Abo. Even though we do not see that he paid his taxes, meaning he had a bris milah, but there is the answer: yes, v'yeshloim meshagam hu nimol. He also had a bris milah. The Gassinim Yisham and Megillah says, "Then he said to Rebbe, at machilenu min levioson laslovo aifum levioson omleyin. See omley min pischa. I won't be able to eat because I'm an oral. So the ma'aseh was it says the hod omro igayir Antoninus. Antoninus made a bris milah and he also was misgayir." So this bris milah here, mash, was a little bit of geirus, even though it's a kasha. How did Akita do it to himself? The chur at that time he was still a goy. How could he make his own bris milah? But alright, Akita, now that he has bris milah, he was able to go into Eilam Abo. So Morris says, Kikor Shodilei, when they were taking him, Omar, he said, Katia said like this, his last will was, Kol Nich Sayel Rabbi Kiva V'Chaveirot, all my property should go over to Rabbi Kiva and to his friends. So first we'll discuss this. What does it mean to say Rabbi Kiva and his friends? Does it mean to say equally or half to Rabbi Kiva and half to his friends? So right away, Yotzer Rabbi Kiva and Darshan. Rabbi Kiva went out and made a drosha and darshan. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu li'aron lebonuf," that the lechem upon him, the 12 lechem, should be half to Aaron and half to the bonuf. And we darshan over there, what the pasuk means to say really is, "Machzor li'aron or machzor lebonuf," half of them, 6 go to Aaron, 0, so half of the property goes to Rabbi Kiva, and the other half is divided between his chaverim. Like upon him, Yotzer Sabaskal. Baskal came out here of Yomer and said, "Ketiyah bar Shalom mizuman lechelam abo." He's prepared and ready to go into Elam Abo. So on this, Bocher Rabbi started to cry and said, "V'Yomar, Yesh Kona Elamay b'Shurachas." There is a person that zeicha to receive Elam Abo in 1 second, like here Ketiyah. He was Meisa Nefesh. For this alone, he received Elam Abo. But the way the Mashal learns is a bigger Madregov. V'yesh koina olamai b'kamishonim. There are certain people that are zeicha, that the whole lifetime they live a lifetime to be zeicha to Olam Habo. It's brought down in Olam Habo itself, there are different madregas there. So true, you could be zeicha with 1 second, but a bigger madrega is a person that's zeicha to Olam Habo throughout his whole life. Now the Gemara says, Antoninus shim shele Rebbe. Antoninus used to serve Rebbe. Darkon shim shele Rav. He was also, Rashi says, the sar of the Goyesha prince-like, and he used to serve Rav. So Gemara says, Ki Sholchav Antoninus, when Antoninus died, Omer Rebbe said, Nisparta Chavilo, the bound snapped. So Rashi explains, it means to say, Avoseinu, Shenikshu Nefesh Benefesh, the love they had for one another, now it stopped. And Ki Sholchav Adarkam, when Adarkam passed away, Omer Rav said also upon him, Nisparta Chavilo, like the bound,